church. It was true of God's people Israel that Satan sent his false emissaries to deceive and confuse and destroy, and it will continue to be his ploy among you, even as it was among them. False prophets then, false teachers now. And though he is pointing to the past and the future, he is also including the present. In fact, in chapter 1, verse 16, Peter contrasts himself with false teachers already at work in the church when he says, "We did not follow cleverly devised tales when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." The implication is that there are some who are feeding you cleverly devised fables. He was aware already that the future was now, and that false teachers were active. Paul said it in Galatians chapter 1 very clearly. He said, "I am amazed that you are so quickly deserting him who called you by the grace of Christ for a different gospel. There are some who are disturbing you and want to distort the gospel of Christ. Even though we are an angel from heaven, should preach to you a gospel contrary to that which we have preached to you, let him be accursed." Already these false teachers were busily infiltrating the church at the beck and call of Satan. They were the agents of seducing spirits teaching demonic doctrine. Paul in Philippians calls them dogs, evil workers, false circumcision. When you read the pastoral epistles, 1 and 2 Timothy and Titus, you see constantly in the background the pictures of these false teachers. As I said, in the Epistle of Jude, the same thing. And so from the very beginning of God working with a chosen people, Satan has endeavored to sow his tares in the midst of the wheat and the false in the midst of the true. It is his most subtle operation. Now let me remind you of what we noted as we looked at the operation of these false teachers. First, we saw the sphere of their operation, and we noted that they worked among the people and they now will work among you. These false teachers that Peter is talking about work inside the church. There are false teachers outside the church, of course, in all the false religions of the world, but the most potent, the most destructive to the work of the church are on the inside. Like Eli Cohen, they gain positions of influence and respect and power and prestige. And like a Judas sheep, they appear to be one you can follow to food and rest. They are honored, they are respected, they are trusted, and they work among the believers.